self. In this space of detachment, the mind begins to calm, and in place of pain, we feel a profound sense of bliss as we pierce the body symbolically, through concentration, or through a physical sensation. We are actually piercing the illusion of the body itself. We are reminded that the body is not the self. It is simply a vehicle for our consciousness. When we observe pain or discomfort from a place of detachment, we access a new depth of purity within. This meditation also invites us to explore the nature of pain through the use of physical stimuli, such as the piercing of a pin into a sensitive spot on the body. This may sound intense, but it is not about the pain itself. It is about how we relate to it. By practicing mindfulness in the face of discomfort, we learn to deepen our awareness and gain control over our responses to sensation. The method described in this sutra is a way to develop concentration and to break the identification with the body. It is a way to move beyond the surface level of experience into a deeper understanding of our true nature. When we identify as the body, we live in a world of material concerns, pleasure, pain, desires, and ego. But when we pierce the illusion of the body, we shift to a different reality, a reality centered in consciousness, truth, and purity. This meditation helps us understand that the body is not our true identity. It is simply a form that we temporarily inhabit. When we pierce the body through concentration, we step outside of it, allowing us to experience the freedom and bliss of our higher self. It is in this moment of detachment that the inner purity is revealed. In the context of this practice, pain becomes a doorway to transcendence. Rather than running from discomfort, we embrace it as a tool for transformation. By observing the pain with awareness, we enter a new state of consciousness, one that is not bound by the limitations of the body. We are no longer the one who feels pain. We are the observer of the pain, and in this observation, we find peace. When we meditate in this way, we also experience a profound shift in our relationship to the world around us. As we move beyond the body, we stop living in a world defined by material desires. Instead, we enter a world of spiritual depth, a world centered in love, compassion, and truth. This is the world of the soul, and it is a world in which we can experience a deeper connection to ourselves and to all that is. The practice described in this sutra is a subtle and powerful one. It is not about escaping pain or trying to eliminate discomfort. Instead, it is about seeing pain for what it truly is, an illusion created by the mind. When we observe it with awareness, we pierce the illusion and enter a state of bliss. This is the ultimate goal of this meditation, to transcend the body and experience the purity of consciousness. By engaging in this meditation, you will deepen your understanding of the mind-body connection and learn to navigate the sensations of the body with a sense of calm and detachment. Through concentration and observation, you will come to realize that you are not the body. You are the observer of the body, the consciousness that transcends it. As we enter this practice, we invite you to let go of any preconceived notions about pain and discomfort. Allow yourself to experience them with curiosity and compassion. Through this process, you will discover a deeper, more profound connection to your true self, and you will begin to live in a state of purity, love, and awareness. In the coming minutes, allow yourself to relax deeply and enter a space of stillness. Let go of the external world.